I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club, Rojo wants the banana. I think I gave the guy $20 for yanking me out.
So simple, it just might work.
Guy just put that thing right.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's entering through a hole in your face.
Good to hear your voice.
Where's my wood, John? Where's my wood?
John? What?
You know, I hope we elect to kick ass is what I hope we do.
I do love the Nick Saban. I hope we elect to kick ass. By the way, I just saw this on Twitter. Someone said they were playing the live album of the Weathers, and he goes, my neighbor just yelled across the fence, play that S again.
Nice.
Bravo. Hopefully everyone goes home and, turns on a little Bill tonight. Get a little something. They've got him. I didn't even know this one was out there, but I guess they have one live from Carnegie Hall, full concert.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'll be looking into that tonight. Music is one of those things, I don't know about anyone else, but when, kind of stuff, life's a little bit of a bummer right now. Boy, tunes can really pick you up and give you a little shot in the arm. Go home tonight. Maybe you got a light a fire or a candle. Turn on some lights. Maybe grab a glass of wine and turn on some Bill Withers.
People who don't like music are stupid.
Yeah. Doesn't it make you think that they're like deep down they're serial killers? Or in Mike's case, he likes music and is a serial killer because death metal relaxes him. Although today, first time in the corona outbreak, I came in and Mike was listening to a song with words.
Well, all the songs I listen to have words, but you could understand them, and that was the difference.
No, is it Air Supply?
I would hope so.
No.
It was, believe me, it was some form of metal. It just was, you could understand it.
It was metal with all clean vocals.
Yeah. It was more like, I hate my dad. my life is miserable, as opposed to, I hate my dad. So it was nice. It was a nice change-up that Mike was going with hate rock that you could understand as opposed
to... that band is not hate rock. That band is like... They make concept albums.
They're not hate rock. They don't go...
That's hate. Actually quite beautiful.
That's hate, man. Let's hate, man.
The chaos brings me my final peace.
Let's hate, man.
How about a Jackson Brown kick?
Yeah.
Well, he got the Rona, and then we started talking about him, and now...
Yeah, you might kill him, too, like you did Joe Diffie.
I feel bad. Now, I will tell you that I have not been on a Joe Diffie kick, unfortunately. I'm sorry, but...
That's his song, right?
That's his song.
Beside the jukebox. Yeah.
Maybe someone did. I don't know. Yeah. But every now and then, like Jackson Brown will come up, and then you're like, oh, yeah, Jackson Brown. And then, give it a spin for a while. Kenny Rogers, same thing.
So the CDC... according to our fearless leader, is now recommending that people wear cloth or fabric face coverings.
Yeah.
Which you can make at home out of your panties,
now,
if you like.
We got into a whole debate on the break because I said that you could use Mike's panties, and you're trying to claim that panties are only women's underwear.
Yes.
But I asked you, can women have underwear? And you said yes.
Yes.
But what's the difference between panties and underwear?
Underwear is
just... And why can't men have panties?
Well, you can wear panties, but they're for women.
Isn't the tidy whitey basically panties for men?
I kind of think that that's underwear. That's a mantie.
That's a mantie.
That's a male panty.
Acceptable. Mantie's acceptable. Panties.
You
no.
still haven't defined what a pair
I'm
of panties
trying.
Is.
I'm trying. Won't shut up.
He's very defensive, but I think he's got his panties in a bunch.
Underwear is any undergarment, men or women.
That includes panties.
Yes. Panties are underwear. But panties are a specific type of underwear for women.
Just like boxers are a specific
That's
type
right.
of underwear for men.
That's right. That's what
but
it is.
But you can I know a pair of boxers when I see it. What's a pair of panties?
Again, it is underwear for women.
I understand that, but
it is small and doesn't cover
maybe,
a lot of space.
Pretty?
There's not large panties. Like the nun undies, those aren't panties?
Well, I think they're small based on the size of the woman. They are generally small.
Did you say nun undies?
Nundies?
I picture, for whatever reason, I picture, you
I've
know.
I've never heard that.
The nundies, the nun panties, those are the ones, you know, they're like nude color and they're like a square half acre.
But those aren't panties, though.
You could put those on over your head and make the little nun cowl out of it.
Yeah, those are not panties.
Why not?
Well, I think. Because now I'm getting defensive against you, too. I think because what Rop is saying is that you know a panty when you see
one. You're overthinking this. Panties are women's underwear.
That's but not all women's underwear. The most common type of women's underwear.
I'm just saying you guys have done a piss-poor job of explaining what panties are.
You've done a piss-poor job of understanding.
Yeah, I totally agree with Mike. You are not following. It's a very simple concept.
I feel like you're lashing out because we didn't hear you talk about that quarterback for months. And now
Robert,
you're just not listening to us.
Apparently some guy named Robert Ashford. Nobody knows that's true.
Yeah, we don't know
who
that is.
We can't go to the tape. It's fake news.
Fake news.
So when you enter public spaces such as a grocery store.
Yeah.
Or a public transit station, they want you to have your mouth covered now. That's the new guideline now.
And Mega, this is not about you getting it. It's about
yes,
you spreading.
That's right. It's shocking. They waited until April 3rd to figure this out, but they finally figured out that the people who can have it and don't know they have it could still spread it. Shockingly, covering their face might help stem some of that. Now they finally recommend let's wear a face mask, which, by the way, no one's going to do.
No.
Am I crazy that no one's going to do this? I say no one. What percentage of people around here do you think are going to take this seriously?
20%.
I'm going to go 10%.
Yeah, I'm with Rob. I'm saying 10% or below. I honestly think there's a real stigma behind this. You can call it racism if you want. I probably will. I just think there's a real negative stigma about it. Because like the Asians wear it all the time. Like, you go over any of those countries, and that's just like an everyday sort of thing. And I think
Well, they think it's weird that we're not.
Exactly. And I think we make fun of it, and I think it's got a real negative connotation to it. And I don't think that America is going to embrace it.
America.
I just don't.
No, they're not. They're definitely not.
I'm going to go home and make my own.
And by the way,
I'll tell you that right now.
Out of your panties.
You got it.
By the way, Trump said, he emphasized
did he
that.
Did he say panties?
He said wearing masks in public is voluntary. And he said he will not be wearing one.
Oh. So he's saying that we should all wear it, but he won't?
Well, the CDC is saying...
voluntary.
They recommend that we
It's a recommendation. Because in the U.S., you can't mandate nothing.
No.
Free country, America!
Will you wear a mask?
I will do my best to cover my mouth. Especially if I'm in...
That's not what I asked. Will you wear a mask?
No. But I will, when I'm golfing...
No,
I probably won't. But when I go to store, like when I'm around other people, like in a store or something, I will do my best to cover my mouth. Yes. I think that I should do that.
But you're not going to wear one. Mike, will you wear one?
No.
So already we've just proven that we're not. This is from the CDC.
Well, what about you?
The smart. Yeah, I'll mask up.
You will not.
I will too.
No, you won't.
I've got them at the house. Absolutely, I will. In fact, I've kind of had to wear one around.
Well, you're the hoarder of the masks.
Well, no, because I don't have, like, the, I guess I don't have the good ones. Like, the, what do you call them? The N95s? I don't have those. But having to have been around my mom the last little bit, yeah, I've worn one. Because I don't know where I've been. I feel fine. But, I mean, So, yes, I have worn a mask. In fact, if you go into my, although I'm not wearing it around you idiots, but if you go into my truck.
See, this is, again, you can't prove it. Go to the tape.
Where's the tape?
Where's the tape?
Next break, I will go to my truck and I will come back.
I don't care if you have them in there. I want you wearing them.
I will.
You're not. And you're not getting a mask is not going to prove to us that you're going to wear the mask.
But I have been wearing it.
Here's what I think you will do.
The question is, can I wear it? I don't think I can wear it during the show. It'd be like this.
All right, let's put on. Here, let's start. Let's try it.
I will go to my car and I will get a mask and I'll see how it sounds.
Okay. Hello? I am broadcasting now with my face covered. Can you tell the difference?
Yes, I can.
Yes.
Is it a little more muffled?
It is.
It sounds like a little further away than normal.
It sounds like you're doing a bit.
It's
like
because
you're
can't eat the microphone.
Like you're going to do Captain Ed Powers or something.
I've got my, Captain Ed. I've got my sweatshirt over my mouth. But I think what you're going to do is you're going to have them, and then when you walk into Costco or Walmart, you're going to put one on, and you're going to take it off when you get in the car. I think that's what you're going to do.
Well, my kids are wearing them right now. My kids are at Costco. They just sent me a photo, and all my kids are indeed masked up.
Nobody's going to do this. I like the guideline. I think it's important, but people aren't going to take it seriously.
But I don't – like, if we're taking the shelter in place seriously, and that's from the CDC, why aren't we taking this seriously?
Because, like you said, there's a stigma.
Racism?
I don't think it's racist. It's not racist. I think it's just a stigma.
We need the hot chicks. If the hots start wearing them, where's our social media influencers?
Yeah, we need Brad Pitt to do an ad and Brad Pitt to do an ad and wear one, and it's like, oh.
In his panties?
In his panties. It's pretty cool to wear a
mask. What if we started making masks out of hot chicks' panties? Then would Ben be more on board?
Guys, they'd be lining up.
All of a sudden, like one random porn star gets a massive $1 million order for panties from the government.
It's not a bad idea.
She's like, I can't wear that many panties anyway.
Jennifer Aniston will be the savior of our country with her panty masks. I'll take a Selma Hayek to go, please.
To go.
Yeah, no, I'll take a Selma Hayek for here, please.
Yeah, can I pick that up, please?
Can she deliver it to me personally?
I was going to say something about eating in, but I will not.
You kind of just did. Ah,
I know what you mean.
Rob's licking his ball.
By the way, that wasn't live. That was from earlier in the show, and it was 100% correct.
I just put that thing right.
It's entering through a hole in your face.
Gross. All right. Yeah, well, anyway, that's the new recommendation. So it'll be interesting to see how many people follow that. Now, here's what I will say could happen is that enough people don't wear them. If it becomes a thing where it's a shame, it's like a public shaming.
Yeah.
Then I think people will be forced into wearing them.
So right? That's what we need to do is start yelling at people.
Well, I think you have to tip the scale. I think right now, not enough people are going to be looking around going, well, should I be doing this? And then they won't, because it's odd to them. It's not something we normally do. So they're gonna be like, well, yeah, I don't need to do that. I don't have one, you know, this and that, right? No. But if you get to the point where enough people are doing it and shaming the people that aren't will.
You know what? I think
there's a tipping point.
What could happen, and I don't know if it will, but already like I'm online here, and I'm seeing people that are like doing crazy homemade masks and how to do their own. What's going to happen is this is going to become a real douchey millennial sort of thing. And everyone's going to be like creating these crazy masks and doing their, and it's going to become like a fashion thing. That's the way that this needs to spread.
Because a lot of people have time on their hands.
Yes. If this is going to become one of those, like next thing you know, Louis Vuitton's going to be cranking these out and Supreme's going to make it. We need that bitch Kardashian to put one of these things on. And next thing you know, you've got all the hots wearing it and then the dumbass guys will follow.
That's how you do it. All right, next.
This guy said he was just in an AutoZone in a Walmart. He must have seen at least 10 people with him on.
There's a few people.
Considering.
Another one says, wore a bandana today while shopping. Wasn't alone. There you go.
This guy said he was wearing it. He does deliveries, and he says people have started calling him the outlaw because he's wearing a bandana. See, you got to make it cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what I'm gonna do here.
Cam wore gloves into the studio yesterday.
So did Will.
He did.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Like Cam broke out like the purple.
Now see, why are you laughing
like
at that?
Medical gloves.
Why are you laughing at
I
that?
I thought it was kind of interesting. Like, he just came in, and then he was like, hey, you mind if I'm in here? I'm like, no, I don't care. And then he breaks out the gloves, which I don't know. I find that interesting because you just, if something gets on your glove and you put it on your face, it's still on there. And then you take off your gloves as opposed to just, like, cleaning your hands. I don't really understand that necessarily. Like, you just use some hand sanitizer or wipe them down. Isn't that the same thing?
Well, the point is, don't touch your face.
Yes.
Michael Jackson was light years ahead of his time.
Boy. What, becoming a white Jewish woman?
No, he wore a mask.
Oh.
And gloves.
And gloves, yeah. Gloves.
I think he did that, honestly, because his face was falling off. Not for any other reason. Like, his nose was disintegrating, so... More of a cosmetic thing, but you're right. He was on top of that.
All right, how are you dressing during COVID? A message from Jerry next on The Fan. All right, next. Oh, Sook's got him.
I'm all masked up.
Sook is masked up.
That sounds bad.
You got a real mask.
Yeah, this is like one of the heavy duty ones with the little like respirator things in the middle. I got this for having to deal with my mom. So. Yeah, it sounds a little weird. Like this this one is super muffled.
Well, Rob put his hoodie over his mouth and you have a real mask on.
Yeah, I told you I got it in my car. Don't tell me I'm not going to mask up. I am masking up, just not for you idiots. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, much better.
Such respect for us.
Yeah, I've got a 3M Aurora 9211. Oh, yeah, this is one of the, this is the N95. So I've got one of the N95 masks.
What'd that run you?
I have no idea. I didn't buy it.
Who bought it?
It was purchased again when my mom first started having her health problems. Wouldn't you like to know?
Why are you being so secretive?
Not for you to know.
What's happening?
Being awful nosy over there.
Yeah, I sure am because I found something.
No.
I'm like a wiener dog. My nose in the dirt.
No, my special lady friend is
Japanese.
And so she's like a mask fiend. She's all over it. She's got like reusable masks and it's a whole thing, man. She's got like my kids all masked up. She's ready to go. So, yeah, she actually bought these for us. When my mom first started having health problems a couple weeks back, she came back from the store and was like, here, I got these for everybody. And this was like before like the... I don't know. The panic button had really been mashed. She goes, you know, hey, if you're dealing with your mom, you should wear these. And I was like, oh, yeah, thanks.
By the way, we have panty news.
Yeah.
Texter says, just to let you know, it has to be cotton panties in order to filter the virus. So if it's sexy shorts, you're just the guy with panties on your face.
Oh, well, there you go.
Thank you for that, sir.
Really? Like silk panties won't do it?
Well, from what I understand, even those don't filter out everything. Like,
no,
they're just,
I think it's better than the little droplets spreading out. There's Rob picks his nose.
Yeah. And puts it on the,
yeah, a little something
puts it on the mouse here.
Maybe I should give you my,
or should
mask?
I wipe that? I'll just leave it right here on the HP. I'll disinfect when I leave.
People are saying more and more. This guy says, grocery stores. He said it's been about 50-50. So you are seeing some more people.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Very interesting. So are the, see, if it's 50-50, we're at close to the tipping point, right? Like, when did the 50% that are not wearing them get shamed to the point where they do wear them? Or does it just stay 50-50? You know?
Yeah, maybe I don't know how long this thing goes for.
Maybe it just stays that half the people will and half the people won't.
The sad part is, I think...
Just like everything else.
I do think that a lot of people that are going to wear them, it's going to become a cool thing. I really do.
Well, and it's also good, like, well, put it this way. If scofflaws like Mike don't wear them, the people that do wear them, like yourself, that's better than, like, one out of two is better than zero out of two.
Sure.
Right? So all this social distancing does work. It seems to be working. Mm-hmm. This can only help, even if 100% of people don't wear them.
Now, I will say that I have not been wearing mine 100% of the time. Like, if I...
Well, that's what I said. That's exactly my prediction for you, is that you'll carry it.
I am wearing... Like, when I go to the grocery store, I've put it on. But, like, the other day I went in to pick up, lunch. I just went into a place, and I did not wear it. I was like, I'm running in real quick, which is dumb, because I have it in there. There's a reason why I carry it around with me. I should just put it on. But yeah, it is not 100% for me, but I do find myself wearing it more and more. But when I'm around my mom, I wear it all the time. And you know what? That's why, is because my mom has been in the hospital, so I haven't been able to see her for a while, so it's kind of not in habit anymore. Whereas when she was at home and I was seeing her a bunch, I got into the habit. It's just it's a habit, right? If you get used to wearing it, it's not that big a deal. The other thing I found is that I think my face is too big. It doesn't fit very well. Like, this one is supposed to be the one that everyone wears, the N95, right? That's the one, it's 3M, that's the one, like, the hospital people are supposed to wear. But it doesn't fit over my chin.
How many uses do you get out of that before it's gross?
I have no idea.
Like, are you going to be wearing that next year? It's going to be all brown, faded.
Well, yeah, it's white.
Spit all over it.
It doesn't look too beat up right now.
Hey, just got a report out of the Tigard Costco. Half of the shoppers wearing some kind of mask.
Oh, there you go.
How about that?
By the way, that is a good question. Should I be throwing this away after a while, or?
I have no idea. I thought about that. I was like, yeah, how long do you wear that for? Because, you know, when you see the news in hospitals that they have, like, protocol that they can't use it for more than X amount of hours.
Well, and you got to change it every patient, whereas that's just me wearing it, but
Yeah, you're not supposed to have those, too. Those are supposed to be for the hospital people.
Well, this was just purchased at the store, though.
I know.
Not by me, but someone bought it.
They're saying that people that have those are supposed to give them to hospitals.
I will tell you what, that if a hospital official would like my... I have another one, too, in the box. If someone would like my 1.5 N95 masks, just let me know. I'll drop them off. And if you want some of Mike's panties, I'm sure we can make that happen as well.
What if actors start wearing them in movies?
See, that's... You're going to... If you had, like, LeBron James... And I don't know, you got like Jay-Z started wearing it, throw Rihanna, throw, you know, Taylor Swift. They're the one. We need them wearing masks, and then people will start to
What if they put them on the horses in the horse races? They got their little masks.
Oh, there you go. Can I put it on my bulldog and see what happens? I will tell you that last night I did figure out how many balloons it would take to send my bulldog airborne.
What?
Yeah. Well, you were talking about horses and... I figured with my math, it would take about 1,800 balloons to attach to my dog in order to get him to fly.
Could you get 1,800 balloons attached to him?
Well, we were thinking like a harness. Like, he wears a little harness when he goes for a walk, and you could just attach him to that.
Would that really lift him?
Yes.
1,800?
So we did the math, and they said the average, believe me, about 15 minutes was spent with this last night. The average, they said, amusement balloon. So I'm assuming that's just your standard party balloon, right? Can lift 14 grams when filled with helium. And they said that if you were the little calculation I said, about 110 pounds is 50,000 grams. My bulldog weighs about 65 pounds. So we figured roughly 25,000 grams. You do some math, it's about 1,800 and change. It's actually 1,700 and change. So we figured, just to be on the safe side, 1,800 balloons, and his little fat butt can be floated around.
That's
hilarious. And I'll tell you what, if this goes on for much longer, we're going to find out if this is legit or not.
How high would he go?
I don't know. I thought we'd start off with about 2,000. That way we've got some wiggle room.
What if he just sails away? Like a hot air balloon.
What if he very quickly rises and you can't catch him? What happens?
Well, we'd have the leash attached to him. How great would it be, though, to go for a walk down the street with
your dog's floating above you?
Yeah, I've got his little leash on there, and we're just kind of cruising around. Maybe he'd love it. And he would be wearing a mask because I'm socially responsible. Be adorable. He'd
pee on your head. What are you wearing during COVID? Maybe. Are you wearing women's panties?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Well, I've got a message from Jerry. And Jerry says, just a thought. This is from one of my favorite websites, Best of Next Door.
Yeah.
So this is from the Next Door app where people sit and bitch at each other. You know that app.
Yes.
Right? Every neighborhood has it, and all the olds just sit on there like, man, somebody stole my... Somebody stole it.
By the way...
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I think the bird in my neighborhood, the missing bird, it's gone. The signs have all been taken.
A missing bird is gone?
Well, all the signs are taken down.
Oh. Somebody stole my bird. Yeah, that bird's dead.
Yeah. Felt bad for the lady, but she's not looking for it anymore.
Okay, so Do we have to break? Okay, I'll read you what Jerry has to say next. Because people's lives have changed, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So they're dressing differently in public.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm dressing differently to work.
Exactly. Yeah. Which means you're dressing differently in public.
That
because you get out of your truck and you go into stores and you do things and you have different clothes on than you normally
do. My wardrobe has 100% changed.
Well, Jerry would like a word with you.
Okay.
That'll be next. Here's Mike.
Journey now at betterutoday.com. Hit get started today. And here's to a better you.
Double sun power!
Okay, so as P1 Scott puts it, this is probably the best way to put it. The Nextdoor app is something that you can get and all your neighbors sign up on it. And then you just bitch about things that because you have so much time on your hands. You just bitch to the group and nobody cares.
Now, I'm not on one, but I live with the olds and I'd like to believe that 60% of their content is about me.
Oh, guaranteed. If you're not on there, they're sitting there bitching about you. You're probably you're the biggest nuisance in the whole neighborhood.
Probably.
Guaranteed. And by the way, before I knew what Nextdoor was, mm-hmm. I was dumb enough to download it for my neighborhood. You will instantly regret it.
Really?
You will instantly. Yes, because all it is like. Well, I'll put it. This is what P1 Scott said. This is the best way to put it. He said, without Nextdoor, how do we know where the coyotes are?
It's a valid point.
Because that's really all it is. Yeah. It's like, Grandma shot a coyote.
Well, I will tell you that since this has begun,
get your cat chin.
I have received no less than.
So they bitch about stupid things.
I've had 3 verbal complaints against my backyard activities, and my favorite being, and I ask you not, cigar smoking outside.
Really?
Yes.
They don't like the smoke, huh?
Well, the fire pit is kind of over by the fence, and apparently the elderly lady next to me. That's not okay. Even though
the cigar or the fire?
The cigar. You're with a fire is going. Smoke is emanating into the air.
Yeah, she's
going
to have to get over that.
But the cigar smoke is the thing that apparently she has a problem with.
Well, I get it.
It's the smell problem.
Yeah. A lot of people don't like the smell of cigars, and I totally get that.
Where
but
would
at the
you
same,
like me to?
Well, again, hold on. If somebody's smoking one on their property, there's not much you can do about that.
Yes. And then they don't like the music because I'm working out like in the yard. They don't like that. They don't like.
They don't like Rocky.
No. Like if you're, I guess there is Rocky there, but you know.
No, I'm saying the Rocky theme song.
Yeah, they're not a fan of my playlist when it comes to like backyard workouts. Not a big fan of it. So yeah, the neighbors are already tired of having me home.
I like this text. Outrageous cigar smoke is the smell of freedom, old biddy. That's great.
And believe me, she gave me the frowning of a lifetime. I was getting into my car, and she, from a socially responsible distance, came to the fence and yelled at me.
So what was cigar smoke, music? What's the third one?
The cigar smoke, and I've had already 2 music complaints.
Oh,
one
two.
For
okay.
being too late, which, by the way, 10:15, and then the volume and the type of music that I was playing.
Would 10 o'clock have been okay, or is what's the cutoff?
Apparently 10:15, and...
10:15 is too late.
10:15 is too late on a weekend.
Dude, I can guarantee you are a massive subject on Nextdoor.
They're
guaranteed.
Not happy.
I also think that 10:15 to them was a generous amount of time to hope that it would stop. They probably think 8 is too late.
Yeah, I'm going to say 9.
9's the cutoff?
I think at some point, I do have this where, like, if you have people over or whatever and you're sitting out back and you have music or stuff.
Sure.
I do think there is a point where you do need to turn it down and just to be respectful to your neighbors. And I would say that time is probably 9:30 or 10.
Sure. Now, I will go in defense of me and say that it is a little Bluetooth speaker that's probably the size maybe of the large iPhone. Let's not act like I'm pumping out I'm not pumping out the jams here on a Radio Raheem boombox here.
I hear you.
They just are not, they don't like me.
I've never had a problem with neighbors cranking music.
No.
I think it's interesting to hear what they're listening to.
Yeah.
My neighbor right now plays piano. And he's actually really good.
Oh, so he's actually physically
playing.
He's playing
the piano. And the only reason we know that, we debated a long time. But the only reason we know it is that he screws up. Like you can hear, he'll mess up and start over. Mm-hmm. So it's not, he's not playing like, you know, a record.
Yeah. So, you know, and I'm kind of jealous. I would like to sit back and
he's really good.
Huh. Does he play like classical pieces and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah.
See, like, that's really pretty cool.
Really good.
Now you should yell over the fence and tell him to shut the F.
Shut up. Shut up. So here's what Jerry said. Okay, so Jerry is on Nextdoor, and this is from the great Twitter follow of Best of Nextdoor, which is just funny bits of people
bitching.
And Jerry writes, just a thought when out and about. When you do have to be out, please consider your dress. This might take a bit of effort, but let's avoid the temptation to go out in our PJs, house slippers, grub clothes. You don't have to dress to the nines, but please consider clean, neat, casual clothes. Maybe some brighter colors and fun designs? It will make you feel better, and also those around you. And consider the same at home. Don't fall to not showering. Men don't skip shaving, even if just every other day. Women, maybe do a bit of makeup and consider not being in your PJs all day. Just because we are experiencing a crisis, we shouldn't be slobs. That's from Jerry.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Well, unfortunately, 2 points. One, I'm growing a Corona beard. It's covered my upper lip and is now moving down and becoming dangerously close to covering my entire mouth. And I haven't worn pants, I think, since this whole thing started.
You really haven't?
No.
It's been basketball shorts every day.
I have worn some form of workout shorts and then like just like a dry fit top.
Well, Jerry would like a word with you.
Every day. Because why? Why should I dress professionally when the only people I see are
because
you two?
Because it will make you feel better.
Really?
And the people around you.
Would it make does it make you feel better when I wear pants and like a button up as opposed to seeing my knees?
Yes. I've been meaning to talk to you about it.
I want to see your slutty knees.
You do have slutty knees. I've always thought that about you. Sluts.
They were there with the big chainsaw scar on him. They're just that he's putting it out there for everybody. No,
that. That's what Jerry says.
Well, I mean,
take it or leave it.
I did have that thought.
Probably leave it.
I was growing out my side here, but it was getting egregious.
To all you Rick and Morty fans, he sounds like a real Jerry.
Yeah, he does.
And Jerry. Geriatrics.
Have you changed?
The boomers.
That was not the joke, Rob. But.
Oh. Changed to what? What do you mean? Clothes? I dress the same.
You dress the same?
I have worn my my Lulus, my joggers in a few times. I would not have done that otherwise. Like,
no. I would feel bad if I dressed like this coming into work. But
Do dress like that coming into work. Basically what we've learned here is you have no respect for us whatsoever. You're not going to wear masks around us and you're not going to dress nice for us.
No, I'm saying that under normal circumstances, I would never dress like this to work. But
But
this is a different time.
It's still work and we are here. You just don't care about us.
That's true. That is 100% true.
You won't even wear a mask around us.
Well, I can't because we've determined that you can't speak into the microphone with it. So, yeah, you're screwed either way. And I vowed that I will not wear pants until this is over. This is all shorts all the time. Although, I'll tell you what, some of the workout clothes, I'm running thin on them because, like, I'm burning through them. Because I'm wearing them to work out and wearing them here. I feel like I need to stock up before either that or start doing way more laundry.
Yeah, I wonder if that's what's going to bring retail back, at least online retail. I'm running out of clothes.
I need more of this.
All right, John wraps it up next on The Fan. The hip, and everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, big old full segment here to wrap up the week with John.
Make it good.
I got nothing.
What? What?
Listen, you got to tell me when I have to come up with material. I don't have anything.
Great. The one time we give him a big full segment, that's what he comes with. At least he's honest about it.
That's why we have you on.
This is why you shouldn't give me. You have me on to waste the last segment of the show.
Yes, so we don't have to do it.
Right. But sometimes you got to tell me what you want to talk about. I was just telling Mike.
We don't even tell each other what we're going to talk about.
No.
Well, that's true. So I've done the show with both of you enough to know that there's no planning.
No.
It just happens.
Cam came in yesterday and he goes, is it always like this? And we're like, this is actually a little more structured than it normally is.
How about that?
I think he was a little taken back by
it. How about Cam Cleland, a very unconventional Club 1080 guest last night?
Yeah, you wouldn't think that that's necessarily up his alley, but there he was.
There he was. right there in the club.
Yeah, and he just showed up, or he just was like, hey, I want to go do this, or he...
Yeah, he's just like, I want to sit in on the club. I'm like, all right.
He was getting out of his comfort zone. He was trying new things, John. It's like you trying to eat a vegetable.
Come on in.
You're funny, Big Zook.
Well, actually, it's not funny. It's kind of true. Let's play the fun game of the last time you ate a vegetable that wasn't corn.
Carrots count, don't they?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
why wouldn't carrots not count? Why does corn not count?
I think carrots and corn are the one, that's the 1-2 vegetable combination for people that can't stand eating vegetables. They're like, I had a carrot once.
You can put some lettuce on some sandwiches.
No, John doesn't
eat lettuce.
No, he won't.
No, I don't like lettuce. Lettuce is a disgusting, tasteless, watery membrane. Why would you eat it? It's gross.
I tell you what, lettuce is very I get what you're saying there, but it's also harmless, right? Yeah. It's like, why? I guess maybe the texture you don't like, or.
Yes, it's the texture. It's a watery membrane. It's it's soggy and crunchy and wet and dry. It's gross. Lettuce.
Yeah, so I think that's the point, is if it doesn't offer a lot of nutrition.
Did you just tell lettuce to die?
No, he said pick a side.
Yeah, then that's the question. Why is lettuce? Why is that standard on burgers if it does offer no taste or flavor?
I think because they're like, hey, here's something a little healthy.
Well, and if you get some good lettuce, it adds a crunch sometimes, a little texture.
I disagree. I think it is it's aesthetically pleasing. I think lettuce on a burger looks better than a plain burger. And... two, it makes the burger seem bigger and like you're getting more.
Yeah.
And I think they're trying to fool it, because lettuce doesn't cost anything, but they're probably charging you $1 more because it looks better. It's ridiculous.
Interesting theory.
Like if you go to Subway, right? And Subway's not great, but if you go to Subway to get a sandwich, I don't like lettuce or vegetables or anything, so I get meat and cheese and bread, and it looks ridiculous. Like, there's nothing to the sandwich. It looks foolish. You would never put that on a commercial. But if you get lettuce and tomatoes and cucumbers and olives and all that crap on there, it looks like a whole big, huge thing. Like, I'm getting a huge thing for my $6.99, whereas I'm getting some crappy turkey and cheese. So that's my theory, is that it looks better and makes it more aesthetically pleasing. That's why it comes standard on stuff like that.
To me, it's not a full, it's not complete without the lettuce. That's how I view it.
Like, do you like lettuce?
Yeah. I'm not like on the lettuce council, but I do like it.
Is this all a conspiracy on the part of Big Lettuce? Has Big Lettuce gotten to us all? Because
who is passionate about lettuce? I mean, nobody. It's just, it's kind of like mundane.
But you do put it on everything.
Yeah. Well, I like it on the thing. I mean, I like it. It's just there is something about, maybe it is Big Lettuce. They have.
I think we're on to something.
They have got us duped into thinking our sandwich is not complete without it.
I think we're going to leave the studio today and there's going to be someone waiting in a van that's like, we'd like to have a talk with you. Big Lettuce is not going to let this go down.
You said a mailman I know, and you're a mailman I know.
It is true. So you got me thinking about it, because I put lettuce on stuff, but I really don't know why. I just
don't
do.
Need it.
No.
But isn't it better with it?
I do think it's better with it.
Yeah,
I do.
It is.
Why? It doesn't taste. It's no taste.
Well, there is a little bit.
I don't think that's true, John.
Yeah.
Lettuce has no taste.
Look, we have different tastes, okay? We like it,
some are more refined
don't.
Than others, John.
I feel like it's it's a texture sort of thing. Like, I'm with Mike. There's a crunch to it. Like, a crisp piece of lettuce adds something
it
to
does
a sandwich.
I'm not saying my way is right or your way is right. I'm just saying that lettuce adds nothing to it.
You're alluding to that your way is right.
If you ordered a burger takeout, if you went through a drive-thru somewhere, Rob, and you ordered a burger and you expected lettuce on it, and you got home and there was no lettuce on the burger, would you even be mad?
Kind of. But that's a classic Sukanic argument. Like, look, running back to the you guys twist and spin so well. You're really good at it. I'm not running back to the restaurant to get the lettuce, but yes, I would like the lettuce on the burger.
See, I don't think he would even notice.
Yes, he would notice.
Now, someone's asking the question, and I can answer without even asking the big fella. He says, does John eat tacos without lettuce? 100% yes.
Yeah, he does.
John eats tacos without lettuce.
1,000,000%. And I'll tell you this right now. If there's a one piece, If there's one piece of lettuce in the taco, not only will I know it, it ruins the taco.
Oh, God.
It does. It's gross. Hey, lettuce is gross.
Gross? You just said it has no taste. How can it be gross?
It's watery and membraney and crunchy and bleh. It doesn't taste bad. It's just disgusting. Like an onion. And I don't think an onion tastes bad.
It doesn't taste bad, but it's disgusting.
He's so weird. You're so all over the place on this one.
Wait, are you talking S about onions now?
Yeah,
onions are even worse.
Onions are the best things to put on things.
Onions are divisive. I mean, the onion has a distinct taste that some people like, some people don't. Yeah. Lettuce, it's like...
John will order a Philly cheesesteak minus the onions and peppers.
100%.
That's...
Rob about fell out of his chair.
That's not a Philly cheese... What?
Oh, yes, it is. In fact, I was in Philadelphia, and I went to a Philly cheesesteak place in Philadelphia, and I asked the guy who was from Philadelphia, I said, is it okay if I get no onions and peppers, or will you make fun of me? And he goes, nah, get what you want.
So that was a disgusted ad, get what you want.
Yeah, he didn't say no, I won't make fun of you when you walk away.
I got permission to do it. I got permission to do it from the Philly guy, so I'm good.
You're his customer.
So? You don't think if it was wrong, he would have kicked me out of there? He didn't need my $8.
Well, yeah, I mean, there is the truck, the original restaurant there, Pat's. If you order wrong, they just make fun of you and make you leave the line.
Yeah. Oh.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's just, I mean, it's just funny. That's like ordering a cheeseburger without cheese.
Well, one of the great
that
Johns...
That would be a hamburger, and people order it all the time.
Philly cheesesteak without that stuff is not a Philly cheesesteak.
One of the
it's
great...
It's a steak and cheese sandwich.
Hold on.
Cheese steak. It's not Philly cheesesteak onion pepper. It's called a Philly cheesesteak.
No, there's Philly cheesesteak is with steak. Everything included. F you.
No, it's
I'm done with you.
One of the great stories about my brother is
done
that
with
they
you.
Were eating at this burger joint
I
once.
I love you, Isaac Groff.
You and food, it's yeah. just
John,
a beating.
John sat down and he ordered a Schmitty burger. He ordered like this big fancy burger, right, called the Schmitty burger. And then John started asking for the things not on it. I need know this. So he gets done with it, and the guy looks at him and goes, so you just want a cheeseburger.
Listen, this is 100% true. If I'm going to order something and there's like three things on it I want off, I will order the easiest two things, or I'll order like two things off, and I'll let it come with the third thing knowing I'll pick it off, just so I don't sound that ridiculous by asking for three or four things off.
Interesting.
Because of the Schmitty burger, huh?
Not because of the Schmitty burger, but that is Exhibit A.
You were shamed. You were shamed by the Schmitty burger, and you felt bad.
The plain cheeseburger was like $3 cheaper than the Schmitty burger. I was a panic order.
God. All right. Hey, have a great weekend.
You too. I love you, Isaac Roth, but let it suck.
I love you too. I love you too.
Telling you, eating out with my brother is like eating with a six-year-old.
It really, he is somewhere along the way, his food DNA was stunted, and you're about right. Maybe age five. I might give him six, but no north of seven.
No.
He eats and talks about eating like a child.
I want some chicken tendies, maybe some fries.
Does he also like hate like fancier dips? Does he only go ketchup mustard? Is that it?
Yeah, pretty much. But he drinks Diet Coke, so it's all good.
All right, have a great weekend. Him. We're back Monday, 3 to 7 on the Fan. Good night.
Red chips of Spain. Red chips of Spain.
It's entering through a hole in your face.
I just put that thing right in my mouth.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.